Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there. Ray Foley's my name. My friend is JP.
Hiya.
And our favourite, Karen Koster, is here as well.
I don't say that to all the contributors.
We don't.
Yes,
I don't like
do.
Any
Why
of
listen
them.
To the show?
Name, a, name a contributor. Name a contributor.
Ray Ronan.
Hate her.
Name she was invited in for your mayhem. Where was my call? I didn't get a text during your mayhem.
That wasn't me. That was Louise Cantillon. Mm-hmm. And Louise, I'd say, is threatened by you. You know
She's
why?
Not.
Because everyone loves you. Everyone loves
She's
you.
She's on the 6 o'clock show now. She's doing an amazing job.
I don't watch that crap.
That's tabloid telly, isn't it?
Not since I left. Don't watch it.
It's no good on the Fridays anymore. It used to be very good on the Fridays.
Do they still do a 6 o'clock show at 6 o'clock on Virgin? I wouldn't know. Don't watch that. I wouldn't. Not since I left. No.
No.
It's
wouldn't, gone to the docks.
Wouldn't darken their door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more on the six. Hey, come here. Are we doing Tell Me I'm Wrong?
We sure are.
Are we?
Well, like, crack on.
Our email address is jp@todayfm.com. It's like Am I the Asshole on Reddit. Same deal. Tell me I'm wrong. If you've got an issue, something going on in your world, or something you're observing, or something you've got an opinion on, something you're thinking, and you're thinking, I'll ask. Our door is open. We love to hear from you. We love your emails. jp@todayfm.com. JP reads every single one of them. I read very few of them. And then the good ones are sent on to Karen.
I get to read them out loud. It's a privilege.
This is brilliant. So if you've got, and then we'll have a listen to this, and then you get in touch and tell us what you think. We'll all judge together.
Mm-hmm.
In your own time, the one and only Karen Koster, we love her.
Thank you. All right, here we go. This is from the listener. My boyfriend doesn't invite me to hang out with his guy friends when they go out. These are the fellas he's known since his school days. He says his mates' wives don't come along either. But we're not married and their wives have already met all the lads many times before at weddings and other social get-togethers when they were younger. I'm missing out on a big part of who he is. These friends have shaped his personality and my only experience of them is when he reads out the occasional funny message from their WhatsApp group.
Oh dear.
Hmm.
No, you don't. No, that's another world. Don't want to go in there. Sorry, go on.
I'm well able to take a slagging and have the crack, so I think I get along with him fine. He doesn't seem overly bothered about hanging around with my friends, but at least he has met them a few times at my insistence. I feel like for a relationship to be successful, we need to share all aspects of our lives. Tell me I'm wrong.
Right. Reading between the lines. Sorry, I'm following up on a few things, right?
Mm.
How long are they going out together? Not as long as the others. Because the others are married, yeah?
Yeah.
So she's more recent.
She wasn't around during the weddings when they're all getting married. So maybe they met a little bit later.
So she's recent. Mm. She's a recent addition. Okay. Mm. Right. And is she saying that she wants to go out on a lad's night?
She wants to get to know his mates. I think it's fair enough.
On a lad's night? So just her and him and all of his male friends and none of the gals or the wags.
Well, when else is she going to meet all the guys?
Why does she need to meet all the guys?
Because she needs to get to know his friends.
These are the guys he chooses to hang around with. The friends you choose says a lot about you.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. I never go out. Rarely go out. And when I do, it's with an arranged group. And if I bring someone to the group that isn't expected in the group. In this instance, it's, let's say, my girlfriend or my wife. It will be like, this is a weird mixing now of a situation where...
But if she was new, you'd be like, oh, I want you to meet the guys. Or, Kate, you have to meet my best friends.
But then, yeah, it depends on their age, I suppose. I mean, if you're in your... like, if it's the kind of situation where you're out 3 nights a week or whatever, then you're all socializing, you're all in the same crew, same group. But if it's like, I go out with my pals once every 6 months, and if I out of nowhere brought my new girlfriend... That's
going to be weird because you're married to Kate. I mean,
no, but you know what I'm saying? I'm the hypotheticals. If you're bringing all of a sudden, I've got a new girlfriend, I'm going to bring her on the lads' night out, even though we don't go out that, like, because lads don't go out that often.
Is it fair for him to freeze her out of a big part of his life?
You are using very inflammatory language over there, Mr. Man.
I'm asking questions.
You're poking the bear is what you're doing. You're throwing fuel on the fire.
I mean, at what stage of your relationship do you introduce your other half to your friends, the friends that you've had for ages and ages? And do you trust your friends that you've had for ages and ages not to judge your new partner and be cruel about her, jokingly or otherwise?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Sometimes men groups can be like packs of wolves. And do you want to bring a new partner into that setting?
No, that's weird. That's a weird take.
Yeah, I felt like I was fed to the wolves, actually, the first time I met him.
See, not that weird.
Yeah, the brothers were very vicious. It was an initiation. It was a hazing ceremony, really.
And you're being funny. You've been funny.
I was certainly trying to be funny that night, but I definitely remember meeting the brothers and a couple of their mates and feeling like, oh my God, I'm the only girl. I have to really have my game face on. Be funny. And I was.
Of course you were. You're the most charming. That's why we prefer you. We never liked Mairead or Louise. You know the time.
Meeting your other half's group of friends is tricky. I mean, I remember meeting an ex's friends and one of them clearly thought she was going to be the funny one and take me down.
What does that mean, though, being
funny?
I was
outnumbered.
Is it being funny or is it being mean?
She was smart and sarcastic.
And
a bit mean, a little bit of, as they say now, light bullying. And I was having none of it. So I met her head on and gave her back what she was given to me. And suddenly, everyone's saying I'm the bad guy. I'm like, I'm doing what she's doing to me.
Yeah, because they're all her friends. They're not your friend. He's slagging off the best pal.
Don't come at me, bro.
What do we think? 0874 100102. I think, yeah, okay. I think the situation of introducing your new girlfriend to your friends is certainly a tricky situation. But I don't know if it's necessarily the case that you just bring her on her own.
No, he needs to say, guys, can you bring a few of the wives? Like, I want her to, she should get to know everyone.
Yeah, there needs to, I think the situation, it needs to, if it's like just down to the pub with a few pals and the lads, maybe a match or watching a match or something, kind of a, meh, I don't know, what do men do? I don't know, I'm not one of them men. But then you're not bringing your new girlfriend to that situation. But if it's like a few of us are going out for dinner and it's a bit more of a mixed sort of night, or we're going to a gig, and then it's a kind of a thing that it's a more acceptable. It depends really on the social scenario you're bringing her to. 0874 100102. Your voice notes. I love to hear you. Tell me I'm wrong. We'll get to your voice notes next. Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
Karen Coster. We love her.
Love her.
You're leaning on very thick today.
Sorry, what?
You're leaning on very thick today. Is everything okay?
I don't love you.
I'm getting suspicious. Like, it's like you send me flowers and I'm going, wait, what did you do?
I won't even bother. Okay. Won't even bother my arse with you now anymore.
You're a friend of the show. Earlier you called yourself a contributor. That's very businessy. You're a friend of the show.
Okay, friend of the show. Okay, good to know.
She's a friend of mine.
Are you texting?
What?
Are you texting JP about me while I'm right here? Jeez, that is so unprofessional.
My phone's on silent. You won't hear a ding.
It keeps auto-correcting.
She can duck off.
No, it's worse than that. You started it. I was complimenting you and you started it.
Whose aunt are you talking about in that message?
What's the other one? Anyway, whatever. 0874 100102. Give us an update. Not an update, a recap, Karen, on the email. jp@todayfm.com, and it's meeting the pals.
Yeah, this girl wrote in to say that her boyfriend never invites her out to meet his friends, whereas all his friends and the wives, they all know each other because they all got to know each other going to each other's weddings. But she seems to be more of a recent girlfriend. And she's like, look, I'm great crack. I can take a slagging. You know, I want to meet them. I feel like he's kind of freezing me out and I don't know this whole area of his life or this whole aspect of his personality. So I feel like we need to share more of our life and I need to get to know his friends. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, that notion of he knows the pals as well. It could be the other direction. Tell me I'm wrong. Or it could be he's thinking of the lads and it's like, these lads are animals and
I'm protecting you.
She's not ready yet. That's quite possible, isn't it?
I was once told by somebody, I'm dating you, not your friends. So they had no interest in meeting my friends.
They didn't want to meet me.
Yeah.
They didn't want to meet me.
They didn't want an audience with Ray Foley. No.
They didn't want to meet the Ray Foley and whoever else you're friends with. Who are you friends with? Do you have other friends?
I've got friends.
Jesus. Why? Do you know what? I'm learning so much today. Aoife's over there, 0874 100102. Let's say good afternoon to Aoife.
Good afternoon to you, Aoife.
She's wrong. Meet them one or two at a time with their wives or their girlfriends, maybe for a dinner date or something like that. Mm. But don't just invite yourself on a lad's night out.
I think that's what I'm saying. The social scenario, the social situation might be a weird one to be insisting to be invited to. Declan's there as well. Declan, talk to me. Go.
Hi, this is Declan. Doesn't that woman basically need to invite all the lads and their friends, their wives, to hers and have just one sort of social altogether, and then she'll get to know all of them?
That sounds like a big move though, doesn't
it? Pressure.
That's, you're taking on a lot there though, aren't you? You're taking a lot of control. Like, sure, take control, take it on. But I think it might be a bit much for everyone to go, who's your one? And why is she suddenly inviting us to this and insisting we all go?
Keyword by Karen there, pressure. I mean, inviting friends you already know and have known for a while over to your house and hosting, that in itself is slightly pressurised. But people you've never met before?
Yeah. It's like a summons then for the gang. I'd be like, no, I'm not going.
I think, Declan, you might be onto something, though, in terms of taking a bit of control or taking a little bit of, you know, taking charge in some sense and saying, this is what we're doing. Let's go ahead. I think that that's a big move.
And it won't be a case of her being the only female.
Because she's inviting her.
And that's something that she could do. At least she gets to see everybody and they'd all get to meet her.
But a whole load of strangers, I don't know.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, sir. 0874 100 102. Brian says, sometimes guys need to be on their own. Just the same as ladies need to go off on their own and let off steam. And let's be honest, sometimes talk in a bit of a risque manner. What the lads do, everyone talks in a risque manner.
Karen, do you talk in a risque manner with your gal pals?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh wow.
Filthy.
Meeting his friends in a restaurant setting would work well from Brian. This is it, a more sort of managed and organised and... I don't know. If you're expecting one night out as a group of friends and then a wild card is introduced to the scenario... It's kind of like, oh, this isn't, I never get to go out and I never get to see my pals. And now it has become, it's no longer us having our night out.
This kind of came up before and you were really disgruntled with a listener who, remember this, the friends were kind of gatecrashing or she brought an extra friend into the group. And you're like, hang on a second, we'd organise this and now you're bringing this third wheel.
Yeah.
You don't like it, do you?
I don't like change.
No.
It's the ADHD thing, I'd say. Thanks, Brian. Sarah says, tell that person that they need to be careful what she wishes for. Once she's met them, she can't unmeet them. From Sarah. Well, she can. She can break up with your man. She can walk away once she meets the pals. And Peter says, anytime a message goes up in the lads group about a night out, I immediately reply, lads. Lads only or wags included. Simple and effective for Peter. That's it. There will be a night out, surely. There will be another wedding or a christening or a thing that is like, ah, great, we all get to meet each other. And then from that then, there will develop natural connections, natural friendships that will be beyond just a sort of a dumping you right in the middle of a friend group situation, which is like, oh, now this is the meeting the girlfriend rather than the catch up that we all thought it was going to be.
It's like meet the parents, but meet the girlfriend.
I think. Okay. JP?
I think she's right to want to meet the friends because that is, like he said, or she said, the friends are a big part of his life. So I think that's fine, but I think glomming on to a lad's night out is a bit odd. So like everyone else has said, meet them one by one or in pairs or something like that. Ease your way into the friend group.
Yeah. One by ones and add some small little sort of like we're going to a gig or we're going to do something. Yeah, I think that kind of makes sense. And also, why is it a big deal? Like, are you turning it into something that maybe it's not really that big a deal at all? Like, I have to go on you're going out with your friends. I'm going out with your friends. That's kind of I don't know. I'd be kind of like, no, let's everybody calm down. Sure, we'll go on a night out, but I don't think this is the one necessarily. Karen Coster, your judgment.
I think she's right. I think she should have a stiff drink and she could go join the boys for an hour and then go home and watch and just like that on Sky Atlantic and have half a bottle of wine, have a lovely night, and then he'll come home. Sure, okay, was the rest of the night? And they'll be like, oh my God, they absolutely loved you. And she'd be like, I told you they would.
Well, there you have it.
Karen has judged. Karen has decided, go. Give the girl what she wants. Give her the pals.
If he's not into it, he's not the man for you.
That's it, you see, I suppose.
It matters to her, so he needs to honour that.
But you do, I do agree with meeting the pals, but it will depend on the scenario and the situation. That's what I'd be saying.
Ray Foley on Today FM.